Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1234. That is 1,234. An hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, we'll celebrate Alfred Salmon's birthday, we'll jump off a pier, have a vocabulary lesson, there'll be a Mother's Day segment, and we'll do some blaming. Last week, May 6th, marked the birth in 1868 in Berlin, Germany, of composer Alfred Salmon. He studied at the Berlin Conservatory of Music and came to the U.S. in 1894, settling in Chicago, where he worked as a musician and music teacher. In 1898, Salmon's first song, Miss Phoebe Johnsing, was published by his cousin, Victor Kramer. In 1902, he was in San Francisco, composing and appearing in vaudeville as a singer, and the following year he was in New York City, where he signed an exclusive contract with Joseph W. Stern and Company. In 1914, he signed with music publisher Joe Morris and stayed with that firm until the end of his career. Salmon wrote popular songs, ballads, and theater and film music, but rarely wrote his own lyrics, his primary collaborator being Arthur J. Lamb. Salmon died November 15, 1937, at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City. In the first 20 years of the 20th century, over 50 of Salmon's pieces were issued by Edison and Victor, and I played three of them on Salmon's first birthday segment a couple of years ago. Well, here are three more.
Far away from you, alone and feeling blue, I miss you more each day. I've made up my mind to leave this world behind. I'll soon be on my way. Little sweetheart of the prairie, I'll be coming back to you when the sage has turned to purple in the land where dreams come true. In a paradise neath western skies, I'll build a nest for two. Little sweetheart of the prairie, I'm coming home to
thank you.
Alfred Salmond's tune, A Waltz in the Moonlight, and You, performed there by the Romancers, a pseudonym for Paul Specht and his orchestra on Columbia 302-D, November 29, 1924. Before that, another pseudonymous group, the WMCA Broadcasters. In fact, Ernie Golden and his Hotel McAlpin Orchestra, with Blame It on the Waltz. Salmon wrote the tune, and this was an instrumental, but as you know from Edwin J. McAnally's recording with Henry Burr, which I've played a few times, there are words written by Gus Kahn. We started our tribute to Alfred Salmon with Johnny Marvin providing the vocal on Little Sweetheart of the Prairie, written with George Brown. That's from Victor 22649, February 25th, 1931. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. It's time once again for yet another Rapidly Rotating Records vocabulary lesson. This week's word is fulgurous, F-U-L-G-U-R-O-U-S. Meaning characteristic of or resembling the flashing of lightning. It comes from the Latin fulgur, or lightning, and first appears in print in 1616. So here's a set of fulgurous songs.
Thank you. sleeping girl in Honolulu. Shadows are falling, I hear you calling, standing on the roof by the lagoon so blue. Seem to hear the swaying of bamboo trees. You could let it sing sweet melody. I long to hold you, my arms and fold you. You could let it dream, girl, of the southern sea.
Here I go, sing alone. Bye, 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 blackbird. Where somebody waits for me, sugar sweet, so is she. Bye, bye, blackbird. No one here can love and understand me. Oh, what hard luck stories may all hand me. Make my bed, light the light. I'll arrive late for night. Blackbird, bye-bye.
Now you wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, love and be happy.
Probably recognized most, if not all, of the songs in that compilation, so I won't list the titles, but they were all published in 1925 or 1926, and the medley is titled Electric Flashes of 1926. I will tell you that the vocalists were Eddie Colas and the famous British variety and radio entertainers Scovell and Weldon. They made a number of short films and records on the Parlophone label, and I'll see if I can find any of them. There are four parts to Electric Flashes of 1926, but you heard only the first two on Parlophone 78, number E5682, from around January of 1927. You've heard Bix Beiderbecke play his composition Flashes as a piano solo, but we started that fulgurous set with Bunny Berrigan and his men and their November 1938 small band interpretation on Victor 26121. If you receive the show's weekly playlist by email or look at this week's playlist on the website, you'll see a photograph of Anna Jarvis. Who's Anna Jarvis, I hear you ask? Anna Jarvis originated Mother's Day in 1907 by holding a memorial service at her late mother's church in Grafton, West Virginia. Within 5 years, every state was observing the day, and in 1914, President Woodrow Wilson made it a national holiday. Anna Jarvis was not a mother herself, and in protest of the commercialization of Mother's Day by the greeting card, candy, restaurant, and flower industries, she spent the last years of her life and the last dollars of her considerable wealth trying to abolish the holiday she gave birth to. But Mother's Day persists, so for all the mothers out there, and anyone who ever had a mother, here's a set of maternal songs.
Thank you.
You've heard Baby Your Mother numerous times on the show by Vaughn DeLeaf, but that's the first time by Noel Taylor. Well, actually Irving Kaufman on OK40887 in August of 1927. Baby Your Mother was written by Joe Burke. Before that, Charlie Poole and the North Carolina Ramblers with A Letter to My Mother. The Ramblers were Roy Harvey on guitar and Odell Smith on violin. Charlie Poole played banjo in addition to providing the vocal. Take 2 from January 23, 1930 was issued on Columbia 15711-D. We started this motherly set with the genial Hawaiians. That would be Jim and Bob. James Kahoanalani Holstein and Robert Kialoha Pauole with There's a Little Gray Mother Dreaming from Bluebird BB-6056, December 12, 1933. Jim and Bob left Hawaii in 1926 and settled in Chicago, where they joined Hawaiian troops on the vaudeville circuit and formed their duo in 1928, becoming very popular on radio. They made a total of 12 recorded sides. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online, at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. If you're located here in Southern California, you probably heard that on April 25th, a fire erupted at the end of the Oceanside Pier, destroying a vacant restaurant and a small takeout eatery. Thanks to a quick and effective response by the Oceanside Fire Department and several other agencies, there were no injuries and 93% of the pier was saved. Most of the Oceanside Pier, beloved by my younger granddaughter, has reopened to the public. So, yep, here are some rapidly rotating records about piers. Thank you. German bandleader Max Rumpf and his orchestra with Two Dukes on a Pier from a German Imperial 78 recorded in Berlin in September of 1938. Two Dukes on a Pier was written by American composer, arranger, and bandleader Larry Wagner, born in Ashland, Oregon on September 15, 1907. He worked for Paul Whiteman and was long associated with Glenn Gray and the Casa Loma Orchestra. And you can expect a Larry Wagner birthday salute on the September 15th show. Max Rumpf was born in Berlin on June 22, 1906, and you can expect a birthday salute to him on the June 23rd show. There are a couple of other vintage songs about piers, but I don't have broadcast quality copies, so before Max Rumpf, we heard Charlie Fry and his Million Dollar Pier Orchestra with A Little Girl, A Little Boy, A Little Moon, written by Robert King and Harry Warren. Johnny Marvin was the vocalist on Victor 20726, recorded May 21, 1927. Fry's Million Dollar Pier Orchestra also started the set with Copenhagen, written by Charlie Davis. That's from Edison 51406. Made September 15th, 1924. It seems like no one takes responsibility for their own actions these days, always finding something or someone else to blame. So for this segment, we're going to spread some blame, and there's plenty to go around.
When I walk and I'm called, and I don't turn like that, should I be introduced and I sound very flat? It isn't a grudge I bear. Blame it on my last affair. If I pass up my plate, though the dish is delish, if I'm handed the bone and I don't care to wish, it isn't the bill of fare. Blame it on my last affair. It hurt me so. Now I don't know if I'll ever live it through. There's no excuse for this abuse coming from one like you. If my eyes fill with tears at the least love word said, if I'm walking the parks when I should be in bed, it's not that I need the air. Blame it on my last affair. Though the dish is delish if I'm handed the bone, and I don't care to wish it isn't the bill of fare. Blame it on my last affair. It hurt me so. Now I don't know if I'll ever live it through. There's no excuse for this abuse coming from one like you. If my eyes fill with tears at the least love word said, if I'm walking the parks when I should be in bed, it's not that I need the air. Blame it on my last affair.
Thank you.
We started this final segment of the show with Mildred Bailey, blaming her last affair. Blame It on My Last Affair was written by Henry Nemo and Irving Mills. That recording was made December 8, 1938, and Vocalion 4632 credits Mildred Bailey and her orchestra. It's actually Red Norvo and his orchestra, but at the time, Mildred and Red were married and known as Mr. and Mrs. Swing. That was followed by the Victor Military Band and Blame It on the Blues, written by Charles L. Cook, with an E. Victor 17764 was recorded April 8, 1915. We finished up with the Harlem Trio and I Ain't Gonna Blame It on the Blues, written by George McLennan. OK 40220 was recorded around September 30, 1924. The Harlem Trio were clarinetist George McLennan, pianist Eddie Haywood Sr., and somebody on banjo.
If I talk really fast, we can get one more in. Here's Lee Bennett with Jan Garber's orchestra on Victor 24809, November 12, 1934, and Blame It on My Youth, written by Ed Heyman and Oscar Levent.
Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.